This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Right? Be part of the conversation, part of the solution, really is what you want. And seriously, I want you to go, you know, so much we can do here, so much we can get out on. Go out to mypillow.com, mypillow.com. Mike Lindell has made a way for us to raise some funds there, okay? Because, frankly, the social media platforms have not allowed guys like me to make any money. I mean, really, when you think about it, it was a way to get our information out for the longest time. When I started realizing that we were actually getting more traffic than the liberals were, now think about it. When we started to get more traction, and when you started seeing it, we had 250,000 views a night at one time on Facebook. And then out of nowhere, almost over the weekend, apparently about 240,000 people said, well, he sucks, I don't want to listen to him anymore. And in a weekend, they went away. And then the other funny thing about it was whenever they would do their, whenever they would start doing their updates, or you knew they did a massive update, is all of a sudden we'd get a whole bunch of traffic again. Until they figured out that maybe that wasn't the, there's got to be a way to stop this every time it happens. So I find it interesting. I find it hilarious. And now I just say there's only one way for us to really make money. And that's for people like Mike Lindell to step up, as he has done, to help us out. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. I want you to be part of the solution. And it's really, you know, all right. MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, go over there, check it out. They've got pillowcases, pillows, sheets, blankets. They've got all kinds of stuff, including doggy. Did you know today was like National Doggy Day or something like that? I did not know that. I mean, not like I run around trying to figure out what National Doggy Day is. But today was apparently National Doggy Day. Is there a National Kitty Day or something, Cat Day? I'm just asking, you know? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, remember Jerry Nadler? I mean, this guy's a real... Let me see.
Welcome to the world of Weebles. Welcome to Weebleville. Where everyone's weaving and wobbling, and nothing ever stands still.
Remember the Weebles?
Weebles wobble, Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down.
Anything can happen.
They don't fall down.
Do what you want to do.
Come on, remember these guys... never mind. Some of you aren't old enough. I know. I get it. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. But Jerry Nadler,
He beat his... How? See, I'm at a loss for words. I can't even figure out how this happened. Nadler defeats fellow Democrat Republican Representative Carolyn Maloney in a primary for New York's 12th District. Now, they were both... Technically, they were both incumbents. Okay? And New York's Democrat Representative Jerry Nadler up against Carolyn Maloney. Both of them were in their respective districts. The districts were redrawn. Now, Nadler and Maloney, both leading Democrats in the House, were forced into a competition. Now, they both hold slash held, because she's done, prestigious positions in some of the committees. Nadler, though, he's been in Congress since 1992, represented the 17th Congressional District out there. He's been on the Judiciary Committee since 19. And I don't know if you heard him, but he impeached George Bush 4 times. Hey, 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 that's him, not me. Now, he said, he looked at defeat of Maloney in the election. He received endorsements from Senator Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. But what did she do? Not to get one from Schumer. She must have done something really bad. Nadler took aim at Maloney on a number of fronts during his campaign, claiming that he is more progressive candidate in the race. He criticized Maloney for his support of Iraq war, Bush-era Patriot Act, as well as her opposition to the Iran nuclear deal. Why, because she was trying to do the right thing? Wow. Maloney, however, insisted during her campaign for the seat that Nadler, who's 75, may be too old to even continue serving in Congress. His stamina isn't there anymore. Earlier in the month, she said tons of rumors out there. She expressed concern over the notion about whether, for some reason, someone will not serve their term. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Right? So again, Jerry Nadler is in again. The guy doesn't even know where he is. He's another one that just really seriously, when you're in the middle of a heated debate, and you can't get your facts straight, facts that are yours to begin with, that's a real problem, right? Jerry was talking in Jerry. What do you want me to call him? Jerry was in an interview. He says, it's obviously not true that I'm half dead. It's obviously not true that I'm senile. I'm not going to comment on other people's campaigns. Let them do what they're going to do. It's just amazing to me. Joe Mazzini, your host. Come on back. Got a lot more coming up after the break.
On gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car
car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. I always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really, if you want to get down to brass tacks. You are part of the solution, whether you like it or not. You know, and get informed before you get engaged. That's always exciting. It's freaky, but it's always exciting. Seriously. The recent study shows that Democrat students are more likely to room, or I should say, not want to room with Republicans. So, I mean, God forbid we should get together and discuss and talk. Right? I mean, seriously, work it through and think about it. This is how asinine this stuff gets. Recent study finds that students moving back into their dorms this fall may have selected their roommates based on a political preference, which is something I thought you weren't able to ask. According to the new NBC and Generation Lab study, the class of 2025, nearly half of the young Americans admitted that they would refuse to live with someone who voted for a member of a different political party. Wow. 54% of respondents stated that they would probably or definitely live with a member of the opposite political party, while 46% responded that they would probably not or definitely not. Study found Republican students were more likely than Democrats to room with someone who holds the opposite political views. Wow. Think about that. I thought we were the ones that were staunch, stuck up in the whole nine yards. 62% of young Democrats responded they would not room with a member of the Republican Party. Only 28% of young Republicans, on the other hand, opted out of sharing a room with a Democrat. Boy, I wonder who's more intolerant here, right? No, come on, really, seriously. Of all respondents, 53% of young Americans responded they would not date a member of the opposite party. 63% would, oh my God, sweet Jesus. They would not marry, really, across party lines. And 62% would not work for a company that does not share their political views. So, see, it is all about politics. Not about religious views. Why would a Christian, I'm just asking, work for a company that almost publicized the fact that they were totally, with their profits that they were making, their dirty money, that they were paying for abortions, paying for women to go to another state, paying the airfare, paying for the time it takes them to be there and get the care they need before they come back? How do you do that? Now, I'm just asking more than anything. How do you do that? The poll also highlighted college sophomores' views on abortion, according to the results. 49% of students surveyed stated that they said abortion should be legal without exception. 33% said abortion should be legal in most cases. 14% said it should be illegal in most cases. Only 4% said it should be illegal in all cases. So I'm just enjoying the mindset here. This semester, students will return to campuses in states that, for the first time in 50 years, will regulate abortion from their legislative chambers. 13 states implemented trigger bans on these abortions. In light of this, 30% of students admitted they would consider changing colleges. Wow, but you're afraid to get pregnant? You guys, are you afraid that, you get somebody pregnant? Now you can just have it aborted where before, you know, now you have to run away from it. You can't have it aborted. Right? It's just amazing to me. This shows you the divide in the country big time. It was never like this before. Democrats, Republicans, Jews, Christians, people getting married all over the place. Well, having sex all over the place too, but they were getting married all over the place. So I don't know. I find this extremely concerning. Because yeah, we've gone now to that side that says the only thing that matters is a political party. That's it. And the professors must be high-fiving themselves all over the place. Because they've done what they tried to do. Right? No, come on. They've done what they've tried to do. In indoctrinating these kids the way they do, you know, I almost don't like using that word because it's used so much. But indoctrinating those kids where they do, it separates us even more. It sets us apart even more. And it shouldn't. It's those colleges are supposed to be places for open discussion. They should bring us more together by open discussion. What are they afraid of? That's what I don't understand. What are they so fearful about that you can't talk about in these areas or else? I just don't understand it. Also, they go on to say that intolerance grew. I mean, look, according to the survey, and this is not the first one I've seen, Republicans are more tolerant than Democrats. Democrats are way more hateful than the Republicans and less compassionate. So, to me, it's amazing. Of all the respondents, 56% of young Americans said they would not date a member of the opposite party. Now, that's part of the, look, I'd like to have a blonde, blue eyes, kind of tan skin, somewhat tall, 5'6", oh, definitely Democrat. Okay. I didn't know that was in there. Didn't know that was a box you could check off, you know? I just find this. All right. So look at this is decades of high octane tribalism, right? Previous generations and crystallizing as the political garbage. We had worked, and not me, I was still young, I was just in high school in the late 70s, or just graduating. But we had worked to learn about racism and make sure it didn't happen. Work hard to make sure it didn't happen. And now after all that hard work, after all the years of doing that, you tell us it didn't work. None of it worked. You're still racist. Right? That's it. End of discussion. Now, according to the results, 49% of students surveyed, they stated abortion should be legal without exception. 49% of the students surveyed. Now, I know the numbers are bigger. I know they've come down. I know there's lots of abortions being performed. But what scares me is the majority of these kids who think, and I do say kids, who think abortion should be legal and easy. It's for all the wrong reasons. Be back in a few minutes, folks. Don't go far. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be right back.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
the Biden administration is expected to announce on Wednesday whether to extend a freeze on student federal loan payments and possibly forgive college debt for millions of Americans. The plan under consideration by White House officials would cancel up to $10,000 in student loans per borrower. New analysis estimates from the Penn Wharton budget model show the total cost of forgiving that debt will be almost $300 billion in the first year. A special appointed prosecutor said Tuesday that two Atlanta police officers who clashed with Rayshard Brooks acted reasonably during the 2020 encounter that ended with the 27-year-old man's fatal shooting. Prosecutors are not pursuing charges against Officer Garrett Rolfe and Officer Devin Brosnan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
The Eagle's been flying slow, and the flag's been flying low, and a lot of people saying that America's fixing to fall. But speaking just for me, and some people from Tennessee, we got a thing or two to tell you all the place.
We are willing to fight. There's plenty of us out there that are willing to fight. Listen to Joe Messina Show here on the GCN Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Very much do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. And in the chat room, and texting, and tweeting, and being engaged, and being involved, and all the ands that go along with that. You know, that's a great song, because what he's talking about there is something we just can't talk about it anymore. I don't know. But these guys, you know, it was a time when maybe we weren't totally on the same page. But when the crap hit the fan, right? When things went sideways. Right? We were willing to come together. We were willing to drop the political garbage. I'm trying to be nice. Right? The political garbage and fight for the country. Now no more. Decades of teaching these kids that our country's terrible. Decades of teaching these kids that we are based on white supremacy. It is a lie. Look, if you're buying into that, if you're one of my friends listening to the show and you don't agree, too bad, don't agree. I've done more research than most of you will ever do in the next 10 years of your life when it comes to the Constitution, our founding fathers and what have you. And I know very little compared to some of the guys I hang out with. You start reading the letters. You find out why they did what they did. See, unlike today, they didn't hide stuff. Today, you got these parties that are hiding all kinds of things. Okay, where was I? I mean, heck, I just had a story for you based on the fact that Democrats are less tolerant than Republicans. And that's in the world of dating, in the world of working, in the world of going to college. So they don't want to go, listen to this. This is how much they want to be spoon-fed the same stuff over and over, so they don't have to think, so they don't have to feel bad. They want to go to colleges that ultimately teach them what the only stuff that they want to hear, that they're a victim, that they need help, that we're here to help you. We're going to help you spend $100,000+ and go to college. And then we're going to tell you you're a piece of crap. You don't deserve the money anyway, or you don't deserve the job. And if you're not black, not only that, you don't deserve a dorm room. Really? This is another great story. Whiteboards. Yeah, white. White boards. You know, if you go the other way, you say blackboards, you know what they're going to say? Why? Because they're dark and dirty? No, because they're black. Come up with a different color. You want to change the name? Make you feel better? Do what you got to do. All I know is you put a piece of white chalk on a blackboard, and guess what? You can see what you're writing. You take a whiteboard, use a black marker, a blue marker, a red marker. You know, all that stuff will show up without a problem. Recent physics study argued that whiteboards are racist. Well, kind of, sort of, maybe. Study goes on to observing whiteness. My God. What's happened to us? I gotta keep asking that. Observing whiteness in introductory physics, a case study was published last month in Physics Review, Physics Educational Research. The study of observed that three students as they worked to solve a physics problem. They were trying to analyze how whiteness is present in academia. I don't know. Maybe because there were a lot of white professors, huh? What do you think? Study found that the whiteboards can have racist undertones and perpetuate whiteness. The Seattle Pacific University Research Association, the professor of physics, Amy Robertson, she served as lead author. Tally Hairston, director of community organization advocacy and development at the Seattle Presbytery, served as co-author. Now, Hairston told the local news source that although whiteboards are not inherently racist, they can't be. But watch this. Watch how it gets twisted. The common classroom object can perpetuate racism. That's right. Whiteboards can be racist, like how? Housing? Employment? The judicial system were found to contain racist practices, Harrison said. Yet when? Now? Today? No, not buying it. 50, 80, 100 years ago? Yeah, buying it. Now, according to the authors of the role of the whiteboard as being the center of attention in the classroom, learning contributes to its role in student discussion and attention. Our findings support other studies that have found the study of physics to include racism and sexism. Whiteboards display written information for public consumption. They draw attention to themselves and the case support the censoring of an abstract representation of the person standing next to it. Wow. So in other words, because a white man is standing to a whiteboard with a black piece of chalk or marker or whatever it is he's got, that in and of itself, I love this, that in and of itself is a sign of racism. Don't you love it? No, seriously, I've never... This is better than a game of Twister when they do these things. According to this argument, when students use a whiteboard to display work, they're drawing attention to themselves that may portray characteristics of whiteness. University of Arkansas study, Whitney Hines, who's currently enrolled in physics courses, told Campus Reform that science is not meant to be subjective. I do not see how an object topic can be seen as racist, Hines added. Campus Reform contacted Seattle Pacific University and Robertson for comment. The article will be, you know, I mean, seriously, they got nothing. Absolutely nothing. You know what I love about, by the way, go to Campus Reform, I'll tell you why. They got some great articles there. And they got a lot of young people who go to these colleges, college campuses. They went there because they, you know, they are conservative. They go to get to go to whatever major they're working on. This particular young lady who wrote this, her name is Stevie Gibbs. She's a junior at the University of Arkansas, if you're from Boston. She's a double major in communications and political science. Now, currently, she's a treasurer and social media director for the Network of Enlightened Women. Now, this is what I love about this. Think about that. She is the treasurer for the Network of Enlightened Women. Here's the problem. It's a conservative organization, so the left will tell you they can't be enlightened because they're conservative. Right? I love that. I just think that's wonderful. It just shows you how... can I be nice about this, or am I going to be... No, okay, I guess I won't be able to. It shows you how brain-dead they actually are. How hypocritical they actually are. Yeah, you heard me. They actually are. You know, Xander Gibb, God rest his soul, you know, used to say to me, "Don't paint with such a broad brush." Closer to the end of his life, he's like, "Yeah, you need a broader brush." Right? And it was because he started to see, really started to see what was happening. And he started falling into that line of going, "Hey, it's there, right in front of our faces." Anyway, there we go. All right. Boston University students can change their names, pronouns, and anything else they want to in school records. Isn't that amazing? You went all through your school years as, you know, Mary Jane, female. Now you're going to come back and go, yeah, my name is Johnny Joe, I'm a male. What, 10 years later, 15 years later, whatever? Boston University, very liberal. It's amazing how many colleges in Boston started off as screaming conservative colleges. And who? And what happens? When the professors, the hardcore liberal progressive professors get in there, they poison it all, including the kids. Remember, they look up to these professors. They look up to them like they're gods. You evangelicals, you Christians, boy, what a poor job. I know, you hate when I do this, but whatever. What a poor job you've done in raising these kids. They may turn out to what you perceive to be great kids. But if you're an evangelical Christian, are they turn out to be kids that fall in line with the Word of God or not? The move was revealed by BU student newspaper Daily Free Press, which obtained a July 19th email from a student administration. They informed that the LGBTQ plus community of the change in new student services went into effect on July 18th. We'll do more of this on the other side of the break. I can't let this one go. Sorry. Be back in a few minutes.
Experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Again, yeah, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way we win. You know that. I know that. We all know that. We just got to make it happen. All right. Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, the Boston University. The students can now decide who they are, what they are, whatever they want. And I don't know how fluid it is, but based on what I'm reading here, pretty darn fluid. I mean, like, you know, when you flush the toilet, kind of fluid, you know, really, seriously. The BU Queer Activist Collection, with assistance from the, with assistance from the university administrators, provide name and pronoun changing guidelines for the Boston University. According to the guidelines, one student, you know, they should make you do this like they do everything else. Take it to court. Change your name in court. Women get married, they have to do it. According to the guidelines, once a student changes their name in the system, their legal name will be replaced with a new one. Ooh. How does that work? Right? I mean, no, seriously. How does that work? Does it wipe out all your information before that? It issues you new ID cards, diplomas, and other university applications. My God, can you imagine the fraud going on at the churches with credit cards at this point? Pronouns are also changeable in various BU applications. The guidelines also provide templates for emails, conversations with professors about one's chosen pronouns over the other. Hi, Professor Brown. I noticed you refer to me as using she, her, and hers. I just want to remind you that I use ze, her, and hers. I'd really appreciate it if you'd refer to me as those. Hi, Professor Brown. These are examples they're giving you. I know you'll love this. I noticed you referred to me as man during class. I'm not really comfortable with being referred to in that term. I'd appreciate it if you don't use it to describe me. Feel free to use student or person to refer to me instead. Wow. I love this. The guidelines also advise against dead naming. That means using the student's legal name instead of the name that they associate with or choose. Along with their gender identity, your official BU transcript, and university records are verified by your legal first and last name. If your diploma doesn't match, it can have serious implications. If your diploma doesn't match your record name, then technically it is deemed false. It can greatly hinder degree verifications as a result. Look at all the little nuances, problems that they're creating. Right? Various international governments and verification agencies will not accept a student's diploma as an official document if the name doesn't match the name on the university record and passport. I mean, what about passports? They're a perfect example. If you don't have the stuff right on there, how do they know who you are on the other end? BU Clear Collective and Associate Administrators end. They say, hey, look, you got to be warned here. If a staff member is not affirming your identity, please feel free to contact the Gender Affirmation Healthcare Team. Actually, it says contact Nathan, he, him. So what happens if you don't use those? Is there a default one? No, really, is there a default reference? Or, hey, buddy, out now. I just didn't know. No, really. Again, this is why I love this stuff. They kind of leave you high and dry. You really don't know what to do. You know, this is good. We've been saying this for a long time. And you know it's true. If you don't study history, if you don't know your history, you're doomed. It'd be a real problem. Because everything you think might work has already been tried. It doesn't work. So, Dr. Timothy Furnish, he's a writer and analyst and author of several books with over 13 years college teaching experience. He's taught at Georgia Perimeter College, Reinhardt University, Kennesaw State University, Northwest University. Right, he's lectured at the Joint Special Operations University, Defense Institute for Security Assistance Management, the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center, and on and on and on. Liberal bias in higher education, he says, extends to academic bias against teaching military history. He said there are 299 programs in America that offer the MA and or PhD in history. According to the American History Association, only 39 programs allow you specialization in military topics. This trend is symptomatic of the left-dominated universities. Leftists shun military, traditional political histories. They want to use all this postmodern critique. Right? That's what they want to do. They want to retrain your brain into believing that this country is really extremely bad. The preference is dangerous implications of the country. It leaves America unequipped. Look, it leaves you weak. When it comes to wanting to defend yourself, they don't know what to do. They don't have the understanding to know what to do. They think that, you know, what did we do to cause Pearl Harbor? What did we do? This is a young kid, right? What did we do to cause Pearl Harbor? What did we do to cause them to attack us, to want to attack us? What did we do to cause 9/11? What did we do to cause them to want to attack us? See, they don't believe in evil. Just pure out, flat out evil. You're an instigator to make it happen. Except when it comes to your own lives. I can't believe it. Why the credit card shut me down? Because you didn't pay your bill. It's really that simple. Anyway. As a result of People's Republic of China, now they're turning up the heat. Right? This is on the previously cold regional war. Beijing, of course, claims that Taiwan is a renegade province. Must eventually be reintegrated into the mainland's orbit. That's why they were so upset when Pelosi showed up there. Right? And every time the United States goes there, or somebody from the United States goes there, China sees it as a slap in the face. Even though the United States has been the world policeman since the end of World War II, Americans have no clue about global, you know, not global warming, cooling, change, no, global geography. How it plays out, why it plays out. It's all amazing to me. I bet you most people couldn't tell you what Taiwan was. This geographical ignorance, you know, again, it's got to contribute to the desire for war. You know, some of our leaders exhibit over Taiwan and even Ukraine, for that instance. And all that ignorance is reflected by the fact that the proportion of American adult electorate made up of military veterans is an all-time low since 1980. It's at 7%. Well, of course it is. You browbeat them, you make them feel bad, you tell them what POSs they are for being white. Right? Am I not true? Is it not true? I'm sorry. Most of our leaders no longer have military experience. They don't know what it's like to be in there. They don't know what it's like to make snap decisions. They don't know what it's like to be put in those positions. And frankly and honestly, it's wrong. You know it's wrong. Now, well, Americans don't, well, I guess they find international issues important. They lack knowledge about international affairs. This is a survey done by the Council of Foreign Relations here in this country. They have no clue. Today, fewer than 2% of male undergrads, and even fewer than 1% of female majors in history, compared with more than 6%, nearly 5% respectively in the late 1960s. Wow. Now, historians themselves are partly to blame for all of this. Too many of them, they focus on social history, what they call subaltern groups, what academics call victims of colonialism, imperialism. They neglect everything else. They don't talk about everything else. They don't talk about the decisive wars and how they made things happen. They don't care about any of it. Why should they talk about it? It means nothing to them. It is true that for centuries, history was largely written by, for, and about the upper class. For the last 40 to 50 years, historians have irresponsibly overcorrected. You don't have to overcorrect. But I think they know how much power they have. I told you guys this story. I don't have enough time to tell it again all the way through. But when I was on CNN, several times I was put in the green room with the young professor that took down Eric Bolling and O'Reilly. She looked me right in the face and told me that she was going to be a congressperson at one time, and that she decided to become a professor because she knew with her looks and her knowledge, she could win more people to her side than being a congressperson. They know what they're doing, and they're not afraid to do it. We are. No, just be honest about it. We are. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Come on back. Next hour, you're mine. You're all mine. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the GCN Network.